Self-promotion will be common in this outpouring, and there will be those who show wisdom and insight and have been used by me in various capacities. But that does not mean this is the basis of their release into more of an increase in me. Promotion must come through my counsel about those I am appointing and bringing forward. The secrets of the heart are often guarded, but none are hidden from me. Many times their use by me is part of their training, but it does not mean that I am releasing them into more, into an increase. For in the training is the opportunity to come closer to me and to receive more of my character, more of the maturing that comes through fellowship with me. This will lead them to promotion by me. There must be the order of my spirit in this outpouring, and this entails wisdom and counsel and prayerful agreement with me, with those whom I have entrusted in positions to lead as part of a team. Not one man or woman is to be counted as exalted. All are to be kept in the proper perspective of one head, one body, with many parts fitly joined by me. My judgment and decisions are faultless. My insight and wisdom are very keen and unmatched, and I share this freely as each situation arises and is brought before me. There will be many who come with agendas, some quite outright, while others have agendas that even to them are unseen. For they have learned to make positions for themselves, to garner attention from those who have something they seek. It is most important to know my mind. I want freedom and growth in my people, yet I want no rushing of people into positions as the outpourings gain momentum and increase begins to be seen. Ministries that are flourishing in intimacy with me are learning how I do not hurry to bring increase before areas of my workmanship are complete. I will handle all the details in the days ahead, even as I handle all the details now as part of your fellowship with me. This outpouring will not look like what you have seen, and it must have a distinction from how man and religion have taught and ordered ministry to be. The matter that is of great importance is the direction received from me and the continual attention given to the quiet place of our fellowship. There will be many tugs and pulls from those who do not know me in intimacy. But as you hold steadfast to the administration of your ministries through fellowship with me, you will walk in prevailing peace, and my wisdom will come very clearly. It is the order and flow of my spirit that is important concerning every aspect of life, and I have every answer indeed and the perspectives that are needed. Through our fellowship, I will help you see things and not be caught off guard by what is coming. And I will have answers prepared and solutions available for everything you will see. The secret place is the key, and to guard this at all costs so ministry and the work of the ministry flows with my spirit in all things. He is not caught off guard and never surprised by any happening. Those things he does not reveal ahead of time, he will prepare you for. This is an outpouring that depends on intimacy and staying close and walking in step with my spirit. In every phase of life, this is key, and I have been preparing and continue to prepare you to administrate those things your hands are set over. Fellowship with me, continual intimacy, reaching greater depths of understanding concerning staying close and following me, and loving the people in my wisdom These are great keys.